ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to the All About Japanese series at JapanesePod101.com, where you'll learn all about Japanese in Japan, such as the writing system, grammar and pronunciation, as well as Japanese traditions, culture, and society in a fun and educational format. To get more free Japanese lessons, go to JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. Signing up takes less than 10 seconds, and you'll find more great lessons just like this one.
All About Japanese Pop Culture.Top 5 pop culture things you need to know about Japan. Welcome back to our All About Japanese series.
こんにちは、夏子です。
Today on JapanesePod101.com, we bring you the Japan of today.
That's right, Japanese pop culture.
So this is a little record of Japanese pop culture in 2009. Natsuko-san, let's start with music.
Okay.
Now, Japan has the second largest music industry in the world.
Wow, next to the United States?
Next to the U.S.
I didn't know that. And I bet a lot of people didn't know that.
Before I found out it was the second largest industry, I had a couple hints, but I just didn't realize it.
What do you mean?
Well, I listened to a lot of different music, and in a lot of the hip-hop songs, mm-hmm. you would hear them make references to Los Angeles, mm-hmm. New York,
yes.
and Japan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I never kind of got that,
mm-hmm.
but then it made total sense.
Ah, I see.
They sell a lot of records in Japan.
So we're the second largest customers.
Yes.
なるほど。
Now, pop music is really popular in Japan.
Yes. We have groups like Dreams Come True.
Dreams Come True.
And Southern All Stars.
Southern All Stars.
That managed to retain their popularity over the years. We also have female solo artists that are popular. To name a few, we have Hamasaki Ayumi.
Ayumi Hamasaki.
Amuro Namie.
Namie Amuro.
And Utada Hikaru.
Hikaru Utada. So what I did was I just reversed the names because in natural native Japanese, it's normal to give the last name first. Natsuko-san, how about on the male side?
Yes, on the male side, a lot of singers and idols come from a talent agency known as Johnny's Entertainment. They produce lots of groups that become very popular. The most popular is a group called SMAP. You will see them everywhere in Japan.
Everywhere meaning billboards, magazines, TV shows.
Yes, and in ads.
They're national idols that everyone knows.
The thing about performers who come out of this agency is that they do a little bit of everything. Singing, dancing, acting. So they're well-rounded performers in that sense.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to see them on TV. A lot of times they're asked to do things like quizzes or challenges or different mm-hmm. things like cooking. And they excel at a lot of different things.
Yes.
Now, Natsuko-san, who is your favorite pop star?
I haven't been following the trend for a long time. So I think my information is rather outdated. But I used to like Southern All Stars very much when I was a student.But they are still popular, and that's amazing.
Yeah, especially in Japan, where the change of pace is so fast.
Yes.
It's very different from the U.S. where a song will chart for many months.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan, it's usually very fast, the churn of new songs and old songs.
And how about you, Peter?
I'm kind of similar to you. I think we have the wrong two people for this particular episode regarding music.But I haven't actively been listening to J-pop for quite some time. When I first came, it was an amazing, amazing study tool.
Really?
I would listen to the many different songs, and mm-hmm. I like the band Lunacy.
Oh, yes.
But so much has changed, and these days, I haven't really caught up. I haven't really kept up with J-pop. But luckily, along with music, movies are really popular in Japan.
Yes.Lots of people watch and enjoy Hollywood movies, but actually, recently, Japanese movies have been seeing a boom in popularity.
Apparently, the annual box office revenue from domestic movies hit an all-time high in 2008.
Yeah, that year, a movie called Gake no Ue no Ponyo,
Ponyo on the Cliff by the Sea,
was the highest grossing film.
the latest work by world-renowned animation director Hayao Miyazaki.
Miyazaki Hayao. Almost all of his films become big hits.
Yes, that's almost a guarantee. And this one was no exception. Many of our listeners are probably familiar with his other works. Princess Mononoke and Spirited Away were two of his masterpieces.
Spirited Away, I think the Japanese title was Sen to Chihiro no Kamikakushi, but it won an Academy Award, didn't it?
Yep, the first Japanese animated film to win one.
Speaking of Academy Awards, this year in 2009, the Japanese film Departures, or Okuribito, won the Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film.
So it looks like the Japanese films are starting to gain more recognition both inside and outside Japan. Although people inside Japan have known for a long time that the Japanese film industry makes many interesting movies.
Yes.
One more interesting thing about the Hollywood movies. Most of the showings here are not dubbed over. They play them in English with Japanese subtitles. It's rather quite interesting, too, because sometimes when I go with my Japanese friends, I say, do you want to go? Would you like to see the dub version? And they always want to see the subtitle version.
We're kind of used to reading the subtitles. And also, it's a good way to learn English.
I think that's the mindset, yeah.
Okay, how about television? I get the impression that television in Japan is quite different from TV shows in the West.
I think you could say that. To give an example, Japan has an endless number of variety shows. I don't even think this genre exists in America.
Oh, really?
I think it gets its name from they do many different types of things, so it's a variety.
Yes, exactly.
And what are some types of things that take place on a variety show?
Like a comedy show? Or try to do something interesting?
Different challenges?
Yes.
And it seems like they have a panel of people, or it's centered around a few people. The show has some hosts, and then the guests on the show compete in different things or do different skits.
Yes. Sometimes they play games. Sometimes they just talk about some topical things.
Variety shows.
Yes.
Very popular and kind of dominated by a few major stars.
Yes, maybe. And quiz shows are also popular.
That's another show you'll see a lot of. I think the Japanese really love quizzes.
They do.
They love quizzes about everything. History, society, science, math, pop culture.
Right. Dramas are another popular genre. Now, of course, there are dramas in the West, but I think the style is really different.
Very different. Japanese dramas are relatively short, for one thing.
They only last for one season, so about 10 to 12 episodes, and then it's done.
It's almost like an extended miniseries back home.
Yes.
Usually dramas in the West run for as long as they are popular. They'll keep coming back season after season.
And there are a handful that have done more than one season in Japan, but they're pretty rare. And nearly all Japanese dramas have a clear-cut beginning and end.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about this. Sometimes it's nice, you know, it's short and sweet, and they go out on top.
Mm-hmm.
But other times, it's like, you want more of them. But I think there's a trend in Japan. Again, the churn is very, very fast. You know, dramas won't last very long. And this is kind of extended throughout, you know, scales across the entertainment industry.
So that's why our information becomes outdated very quickly.
Now, Western dramas are also popular in Japan, right?
Yes. And you can see them on TV or even rent the DVDs. Some popular ones are 24, Prison Break, Lost, and Heroes.
When you watch Japanese TV, you'll probably see a lot of foreigners who are famous in Japan. Now, this is interesting because some of them aren't even known in their home country, just in Japan.
One example is Jero, an African-American enka singer.
His real name is Jerome White Jr., and he's from Pennsylvania in the U.S. And he's made it big here singing enka, which is traditional Japanese pop music.
Enka is normally popular among older people in Japan, but Jero is really young, still in his 20s.
Yeah, and he's gained a lot of media attention. He was even in the Kohaku, year-ending singing contest that we talked about many times before.
And Korean stars have also become really popular since about 5 years ago. A Korean drama called Fuyu no Sonata,
Winter Sonata,
was aired on Japanese TV, and the two leads, known as Pei Yeonjun and Choi Jiu in Japanese, became big stars in Japan.
Ah, yes. That Hanyu or Korean boom. Hanyu is a term coined that refers to the popularity of Korean pop culture in Japan. Now, the fact they came up with a word for it kind of tells you how popular it is.
Yes, they even made up a word. So these days, more and more Korean actors and pop singers are experiencing fame in Japan.
How about the world of sports?
There are many popular foreigners in the world of sports too.
Even in sumo, which is interesting because it's very Japanese, very traditional.
In sumo, there are Koto Ooshu, a sumo wrestler from Bulgaria, and Asa Shoryu, he's a sumo wrestler from Mongolia, and many Mongolian wrestlers are doing very well.
Very well. So let's take a look at the flip side. How about Japanese men and women who are well known abroad?
Well, in entertainment, we have Watanabe Ken.
Ken Watanabe.
Who is an actor. Do you remember what movies he's been in?
He was in The Last Samurai, right? With Tom Cruise?
That's right. He got a lot of Academy Awards nominations for that role. And more recently, he was in Iwo Jima Kara no Tegami.
Or Letters from Iwo Jima.
A film about World War II that was directed by Clint Eastwood.
So a lot of people in the West know him for roles in these movies, but he's been very famous in Japan for quite some time.
Yes, he's a really popular actor. There are famous Japanese people in a lot of different fields. In film, there is filmmaker Kitano Takeshi.
Takeshi Kitano.
In literature, there is contemporary author Murakami Haruki.
Haruki Murakami.
And in the fashion world, there is designer Miyake Ise.
Ise Miyake. Now, if you're unsure about who any of these people are, there's some more information about them in the write-up, so make sure to check that out.
There are also a lot of famous Japanese sports figures, too.
A lot of them are baseball players. Baseball is arguably the most popular sport in Japan.
Right. Japan has professional leagues, but there are quite a few Japanese baseball players that participate in the major leagues in America.
The most famous example is probably Ichiro. America went through Ichiro fever at one point, and actually, he's still quite popular now.
If you follow baseball, you might know his name.
There are also a few famous names in figure skating, too.
Arakawa Shizuka.
Shizuka Arakawa.
Is one. She got a gold medal in the 2006 Winter Olympics. These days, you hear a lot about Asada Mao.
Mao Asada.
She's currently ranked third in the world.
So that's a little bit about Japanese pop culture as of this date in history.
Please join us next time for more information on Japan and Japanese at JapanesePod101.com.
See you next time.
じゃあまたね。
Don't forget to visit JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. It only takes 10 seconds, so go to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.